Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wally Butterworth. This recording is addressed to every white Christian American. Let no person who hears it think for 1 minute we get any pleasure out of attacking a president of the United States. On the contrary, it is a most heartbreaking task, for no American esteems and even venerates the office of the presidency more than does this reporter. But we must make a distinction between the power and dignity of that great office as against the conduct of the political holder of that position of trust and authority. White man, what are you going to do about the swarm of black locusts that has already destroyed your country? How are you going to wipe out a plague of rioting animals, the germs of which were planted by revolutionary Jews and the deadly poison spread by thieving scoundrels in Congress, in the White House, and the Supreme Court? White Christian American, do you aim to allow repetitions of the Los Angeles Revolution? 800 buildings destroyed or burned to the ground over an area of 50 square miles. 600 stores looted to the tune of tens of millions of dollars. $250 million worth of the white man's property destroyed. 50 people known dead. 1,000 injured, and a total damage that can never be estimated. Heaven alone knows how many white people were beaten, stabbed, raped, and killed by these black jungle apes. Are you still cringing in fear while traitor county, state, and federal judges rule in favor of these niggers? Or are you going to throw the fear of God and man into those crooks? Gentile American, what are you going to do when it takes a stinking governor and lieutenant governor of California nearly 3 days to get the National Guard on the spot where it should have shot these niggers down like fish in a barrel, but didn't? What were your guns doing during those 3 days? White voting American, what are you going to do when a political charlatan known as the President of the United States goes on Jewish television and says in apology, "The poor Negro doesn't have what the white man has, and he wants it"? Are you going to rush down to your local car dealer and see that every Negro has a Cadillac in his garage tomorrow morning? How much longer, white man, are you going to allow thieving millionaire politicians paid off by these same Wall Street bankers to betray you in Congress and every state legislature? Before you begin to dole out the traditional punishment for treason, every bit of this race hatred and communism to destroy Christianity is the satanic work of the world's moral lepers, the yellow badge ghetto Jew. We predict that when the white American finally decides to defend himself, then this yellow badge Jew will be given a choice of residence either in Israel or Beth Israel Cemetery. This insane Jewish race is obsessed with the idea of destroying America, destroying Christianity and Christian law, and of ruling the American people as a Jewish one-world government. It is proven in the literature accompanying this record and 1,000 other publications as well. Today, there are two ringleaders bound hand and foot to these bankers because of their ill-gotten millions. Two ringleaders who are hell-bent upon the destruction of every freedom of the white Christian American, which has made America the greatest nation in world history. Let no American worthy of the name dare to declare this recording an incitement to riot or violence. These two ringleaders today are almost totally responsible for such incitement to riot. These two men are Martin Luther King and Lyndon B. Johnson. Equally guilty are two-thirds of the members of Congress and the entire Supreme Court. Charge them with the crime of incitement to riot, not us. Martin Luther King is chief auctioneer of Negro block votes in the political slave market. Lyndon Johnson is the highest bidder for those slave votes, having convinced his Wall Street masters he will go farther than any Republican to enslave the white man. And the Republicans are only waiting for the chance to outbid him with your money. This King has been given a publicity buildup that outdoes that of any glamour puss prostitute in Hollywood. This King, this Reverend Doctor and Peace Prize winner, is responsible for more open warfare and rioting than any other Negro in the world. We'll tell you exactly what Martin Luther King is. He is a dirty communist nigger, nothing else, excepting Lyndon Johnson's fellow schemer. Before the Selma sex march began, this jigaboo, after collaborating with Johnson, was personally responsible for more than 30,000 hours of truancy in the Selma Negro schools. When the march was over, it totaled over 50,000 hours. And what kind of federal judge, what breed of black-gowned buzzard, would court approve this wholesale playing hooky from school? Why, dozens of them have. And yet, in sending out the word for these pickaninnies to march on the public square of Selma, this lying Jew communist press has portrayed this king as a hero there to protect the voting rights of niggers. What the devil voting rights does screaming black hyenas 10 to 16 years old have? None. They can't vote. They're too young to vote. And yet this communist vote-producing nigger has had the key to the White House ever since Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson took office. In collaboration with this king, Lyndon Johnson is the one man who has brought this whole festering black pestilence to a head. Turning it on and shutting it off as one does a fire hydrant with a wrench. I charge that Lyndon Johnson, since he took office, is not only murdering American boys in a banker's undeclared war in Vietnam, he is directly responsible for just about every racial death, rape, and bit of rock and bottle and crowbar throwing violence by animal niggers in the entire country. Why? To ensure black votes to remain in office. Lyndon Johnson, like that phony Eisenhower before him, stresses that he is president of all the American people. That is a downright political lie. His one and only job is to be president of the executive branch of the United States government and nothing more. The American people don't want and don't need any personal president. From a personal angle, Lyndon Johnson is the president of niggers, Jews, and about 15 million government employee parasites, period. He has completely and successfully made the Democratic Party the Negro Party of the United States. In 3 years in office, he hadn't presented a piece of legislation that isn't welfare state dole of the white man's money. From civil rights to voting rights, his sole objective has been to steal away every God-given right and freedom from the white Christian American. The lowest and most detestable act of treason ever committed by an official of the federal government was the day Lyndon Johnson, over every Jewish radio and television network, descended so low as to turn himself into a white-skinned Negro and twice dare to use the words, "We will overcome." The theme song of Russian communism, words of American Jewism, the theme song of raping, window-smashing niggerism, "We will overcome." He planned it deliberately. It was a public payoff for millions of black votes, Democratic black votes. "We will overcome Johnson. Wooden dimes and quarters Johnson. Take it away from the haves and give it to the have-not niggers Johnson." This Johnson will sing another tune when the money crooks of Wall Street make his $14 million worthless, along with the rest of our money. We have no fear that this record will make us enemies among the 42 million votes he received. Fully one half of those were paid-for votes of Negroes and Jews, and 15 million were government-paid political parasites. Never forget that 30 million real Americans stayed away from the polls in disgust. They were tired of choosing between the lesser of two evils, Lyndon Johnson or that other banker-owned Republican phony, Barry Morris Goldwater. Democrats and Republicans, one and the same Negro Party, both owned by Wall Street bankers. Well, I'll tell you something. A new political party is going to win the 1968 national elections, and there will be only one consideration which will not include either Democratic or Republican traitors. The only consideration will be, and we give it to you in the nigger's language, is you is or is you ain't a white Christian American. America wants no Democratic Negro Party or Republican Negro Party. Votes of any kind, both owned by the same gang of bankers. Let us give you absolute proof that Lyndon Johnson, the ringleader of violence for votes, arranged this whole thing. Here's the headline of last August the 27th. President Johnson warned on Thursday of the possibility of more race riots like those of Los Angeles in other American cities, including the nation's capital, unless every effort is made to eradicate poverty and injustice. Thus did he threaten the white American people and blackmail Congress, holding a pistol at the head of every member, for his damnable anti-poverty program and home rule of the nation's capital city completely unconstitutional. The very next day, Martin Luther King made the identical statement over nationwide television, likening the coming riots in many cities like those of Los Angeles, and that he, King, would lead them. The very same day, the communist nigger Bayard Rustin made an identical statement in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Quote, "Bitter Los Angeles-type rioting could break out in Westchester if the racial injustice in the city school system is not eliminated." Unquote. Westchester is a Quaker town, and the Quakers have been Negro lovers for 100 years. The American Friend Service, though, of these Quakers was recently declared an adjunct to the Communist Party by a woman agent of the FBI. Those announcements were prearranged, hatched in the White House, just like the Selma, Alabama sex orgy between blacks and Jewish prostitutes and rabbis. Lyndon Johnson quickly sent a task force out to Los Angeles, headed by an assistant attorney general, to rebuild with your white tax money what the Negro has burned, destroyed, and stolen in Los Angeles. As a first payment, the political crooks there have already been rewarded by Johnson with $29 million. A real American president would have sent the Marines out there to mow down these communist Negroes. A white-skinned Negro president has threatened the white American with further riots instead. A real American president would issue a standing military order calling out Marines and the Army anywhere in America to put down any individuals of any race who dare to destroy, loot, or plunder one bit of property, public or private, with orders to shoot to kill. Believe us, the Army and the Marines would love such an assignment. But we sadly repeat, we don't have a real American president. We have only a vote-hungry president of Negroes and Jews. But is it any wonder that respect for law and order under regulated liberty is now virtually non-existent? Is it any wonder that state, county, and local police agencies are totally inefficient when there isn't one honest governor or mayor who doesn't head up a crooked political machine to buy guaranteed votes to stay in power? But get this straight, ladies and gentlemen. There is not one police department in the United States that will side with these lascivious, plundering Negroes. The actions of these black animals is enough to make any policeman vomit in disgust over such moral and physical degeneracy. There isn't a cop on the beat who wouldn't gladly shoot down these rioting baboons for the criminals they are. Why? Because these cops are decent family men with wives and kids like all of us. Because such open theft and property destruction makes a mockery out of everything a cop ever learned as a public servant and guardian of regulated law. And these cops hate the very guts of crooked criminal judges. Yet in every town, northeast, south, and west, these honest men have been handed down orders from city halls and state capitals by political crooks who command them to not lift a finger. Just stand there and watch the looting and keep order without violence. The same invitation to death your sons have been given in Korea and Vietnam, exactly. We say to every cop and police department wherever these rioting Jew-led niggers have protested police brutality, increase that so-called brutality 100 times. Don't bother clubbing down such rabble. The world has no need for their continued existence. If you don't do this at once before the politicians allow it to spread, we predict that the white Christian American is going to have to do it for you, and we hope with you. We say to you fearlessly, we believe you will not have 10 minutes to decide whether you stand with the white man or the black. We've talked with 100 policemen north and south, and we know your answer right now. But if there be some among you who decide otherwise, those persons will be lucky to return to headquarters alive. The only white demonstrators have been beatnik college students, and this reporter has seen them in the Selma sex orgy, students from Swarthmore, Cornell, and Harvard, with expenses paid for by those colleges, with Wall Street banker money. We have no fear of takeover on executive orders by Lyndon Johnson or any other president. No kid in a military uniform is going to shoot down his family or any other white family. Every Army, Navy, and Marine base is commanded by at least a Navy captain or an Army colonel, often higher rank. They're nearly all graduates of West Point and Annapolis. This reporter knows dozens of such fine officers, and they would tell the Pentagon or anybody else exactly where to go before carrying out such orders. If any civil defense outfit tries it, they won't last 48 hours before annihilation. The job of putting down communist Negro riots has got to be done by the white citizen with the help of local police. The Christian American has got to be prepared to kill to preserve the safety of himself, his family, and his property, as well as those of his neighbors. It's open season right now on every politician, no matter how high his office, who seeks to deprive the white man of his constitutional right to buy guns and ammunition in any store. No Congress, no state legislature, no city council, and no court of law can pass or enforce a law in open violation of the U.S. Constitution and make it stick if only the people say, like hell you will. Otherwise, anarchy is going to reign in our blessed land, followed by the dictatorship of a Lyndon Johnson and his foul breed of political crooks. This is not a religious matter, and don't you allow any tinhorn preacher to tell you that it is. Tell him he's crazy. It is a matter of self-preservation and the protection of our glorious country. Every true American has deeply engraved in his heart the picture of the Pilgrim Fathers going to church to worship our Christian God on Sunday, carrying a gun on one arm and the wife on the other with the children tagging along behind. The Red Indian, then, is now the Black African led by the Asiatic Jew. One has forever been removed as a menace to decent society. When the other two are removed, America will know a peace and prosperity beyond our wildest dreams. Right now, there's not a single Negro or Jewish organization that is opposing the revolutionary tactics of those two races. Therefore, it is the job that has to be done by white Christian Americans. Organize and unite. There are several organizations that will accept white-blooded Christians of every denomination as members. The principal thing to do is to organize a small group of about 50 men and women in your community, with each contributing $10 or $15. Then expand your groups to other neighborhoods. Don't let this riffraff which has taken over our government catch you unprepared or unarmed. We have enough proven facts to defeat these Jewish communists in their move to mongrelize and communize America, if only we can make these facts known to enough people. There is an urgent need to press and distribute enough recordings on this subject to the widest possible number of people. Will you good people bring this fact to the attention of thousands of others who can contribute $5, $10, $100, or $1,000, or even more to this cause? It is the only cause that will save America. Do not allow our own children to curse us for our stupidity and cowardliness. Let us show these Jews and Negroes which is the superior race. Theirs, which is a race of leeches living on the dole or forced tribute of the white man, or ours, which has built America from scratch. Do not walk away from this recording with the thought that only Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson are at fault. Never forget that that phony five-star general with a buck private's mind, Dwight Eisenhower, was the first to turn loose wild Negroes from French Africa to rape hundreds of screaming women and young girls in Stuttgart, Germany. I'm reminded of a poem published about 9 years ago by Common Sense in June of 1957 about this damnable Jewish conspiracy to mongrelize the American people. Here it is, and it's called How Come? We don't have a conference of chickens and foxes. We don't have a conference of temperance and booze. We don't have a conference of victims and robbers. But we do have a conference of Christians and Jews. How come is right, enough said. This is Wally Butterworth. Goodbye, all.